Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. We need a book, by the way, from Urban Schiff. We're going to start momentarily with the Freedom Law School's Weekly Freedom Hour. Now that we're no longer on YouTube, folks, we are freed. No need for self-censorship. I can give you the whole truth, 100% of the truth, no holds barred as to what's going on. Okay. And let's put this camera a little bit closer here. There we go. So we make a little adjustment. As you know, folks, every week I do this recording of our presentations that we put on internet, Freedom Law School Reports, the information that empowers you to live free, empowers you to take action now that brings freedom to you and the American people, all of us, as a whole. So tonight, we're going to cover the subject of QAnon and the White Hats. That's a little bit different topic than I normally speak about, but it will relate, as you shall see, to the whole freedom message of Freedom Law School. Okay, it will connect. And so there is a talk about White Hats and QAnon are going to bring in a new financial system of freedom and prosperity. Well, let's get into this topic, okay? one more little adjustment we gotta do. Put everything forward a little bit. Here we go. Is that better? We'll adjust the camera. We're good. Okay. All right. Cool. So with that said, folks, we're going to get ready. My cameraman will give me the instructions to when go ahead and start. Let's see if I get this right place. There we go. Is that good? There we go. Let's go. Hello, my friends. I am Payman Mutahede, the president and founder of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. Our website is livefreenow.org and defundfedgov.org. In this presentation, I will cover the topic of will QAnon and the White Hats bring in a new financial system of freedom and prosperity for all Americans and possibly even the whole world. It's a subject that's been talked about a lot on the internet, so a lot of people want to know about it. Let's get the truth about this topic. Well, folks, let's look at these. There's a lot of stuff on the internet, like this website, that says that global elite taken to Gitmo by U.S. Special Forces. Okay, full disclosure implications. And you see the shadow of a U.S. soldier, and it looks like he has all these satanic and black robe people under his gun with a helicopter being possibly flown to Guantanamo Bay, which is really part of Cuba, that U.S. government has held on to for a long time illegally. And so this article that a global elite taken to Gitmo by U.S. Special Forces, okay, came out in January 3, 2018. So this is the kind of news that I'm talking about that's out there. People are wondering, what does this stuff mean? What is the implication of this kind of things out there? Well, let's get to this issue in a little bit more detail, okay? So it says that multiple sources have been reporting on some of the key VIP figures taken there. taken where? To military prison at Guantanamo Bay Naval Base, the Gizmo, and they were being taken by U.S. Special Forces. Yep, and these are high-level VIP members of the deep state, the cabal, the Illuminati, global elite, that are being detained for human rights abuses and corruption. Okay, so and as you go on, for example, you read more about this, okay, and you see that there's more about this. You can read about it, okay, for example, and they talk about that this is all possibly as a result of over 10,000 sealed federal indictments. In other words, 10,000 different times in federal grand juries have voted to indict these elite criminals. That is what the article is referring to, okay? And that 1,000 Marines accompanied General Mattis to Gizmo to provide security for these special prisoners. Now, sealed means indictment, means indictments are kept secret. You cannot see them. They've been issued, but you cannot see them, of course. And, of course, they refer to QAnon, QAnon 8chan about this. So you can open these things, for example, these links, QAnon, QAnon 8, that, you know, it refers to that here. And when you go here, you know, you see, you know, more of this stuff that supposedly backs up this stuff, okay? And there's a, you see also rumor of mass arrests, 4,289 sealed indictments in all 94 federal districts. This is an update, supposedly from an earlier report of mass arrests of these elites in November 28, 2017, that this was reported. Okay, again, they're talking about the list of sealed indictments has grown to staggering 4,289. Okay, so this is, you know, could be related to the Pedogate related mass arrest that is being talked about out there, that the figure from previous week was only about 1,200. So, you know, so that means that maybe about, you know, 3,000 more have come out just in the recent week since that came out in November 20, 2017. Okay. So, and also subject of Gisara and Nisara has come up. Also, I talked about this in a previous video, which I'll show you. And Gisara is the Global Economic Security and Reform Act. That is supposedly a global prosperity program on the verge of being announced and activated. Now, the interesting thing about this claim is this part, that this program is backed by precious metals like gold, deliverable well above quadrillion of U.S. dollars with 40 zeros. That's a huge amount, and that all 8 billion of human population will benefit from Gisara. Cover this issue because that is Gisara. Nisara is supposedly that quantum leap that will bring in a financial system of freedom and prosperity that will get rid of the Federal Reserve, you know, the income tax, the central banksters who've enslaved the mankind, and these elitists, the Illuminati, you know, usurious Jewish international bankers. It will put an end to the crimes of these criminals. And they are criminals. No doubt about that, folks. The international money system is a criminal, satanic system that enslaves human beings. Now, let me bring your attention to this video that I did on the topic of Gisara and Nisara. You see it on Odyssey. By the way, Odyssey is our favorite channel because they're very good. They're, we like BitChute, we like Rumble, but Odyssey has the best functionality, like YouTube, of the website. So we're going to be using Odyssey a lot more. You want to see our videos, go to Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E.com. So This one is called What Are Nisara and Gesara? How Will They Affect Your Income Taxes and Freedom? Okay. So you may want to go look at this. We did a short and long about this topic. Okay. Check that out for more detail. But basically, folks, what we showed you in this presentation, that Nisara, you know, was, as you see here, for example, you know, supposedly 50 members of the U.S. Senate and House co-sponsors and approved Nisara in 2000. You see it on this page. Guess what? It's been over 22 years. Nothing has happened. All of this, folks, talk is a bunch of baseless rumors. There is no fact on this. All this, in my opinion, is done by the CIA, Central Criminal Intelligence Agency, CIA. They deliberately put misinformation out there in the freedom movement to distract you and get you engaged into nonsense out there. So you're hoping, oh, I hope those good guys do something so I can kick back and relax. Oh, hallelujah. My saviors are there. I don't have to do anything at all myself. But you won't get involved. That is what they're doing. And deliberately, it's FBI, CIA, criminal, Federal Bureau of Investigations. The false Bureau of Investigation, that's what they are. Along with the criminal intelligence agency, CIA, they do that, folks. They've done these setups all the time for decades. They put their own people to set things up. It was false information out there, spread out there. People hang on to this nonsense. It's all a bunch of garbage, folks. Don't go all this. This was done before. It's called Operation Trust. Soviet Union, the communists there, when they took over Soviet Union, they started Operation Trust. Yes, that is what they did. Okay, the operation was set up by GPU, okay, which is the State Political Directorate of Soviet Union, predecessor Cheka, the secret police of Soviet, ran from 1921 to 1926, set up a fake anti-Bolshevik resistance organization. Yep, it was fake. Okay, Monarchist Union of Central Russia, it was called, in order to help the OGPU, that's the, again, this organization, counter the intelligence of the communist Bolshevik, identify real monarchists and anti-Bolshevik. Yep. See, folks, this was done on purpose way back then, in 1921 to 26, by the communist, the Bolshevik. This is nothing new. And guess what, folks? Today's CIA is not much different. It's an elementary stage FBI and CIA of the Soviet Union, you know, KGB, the Cheka, Iran, where I came from in 1970s and 60s, had the secret police called SAVAK. Folks, yes, these are all criminal out of control agencies that are turned against you, the people. They are supposed to be working against outsiders. Now they've turned on you. They label you terrorist, anti-white supremacist. Doesn't matter that I'm Jewish from Iran. I'm anti these usurious Jewish banksters. But doesn't matter. They will label me white supremacist anyways. Because these are Satanists, folks. They want one world satanic control, enslavement, and destruction of humanity as it exists. Which is why, folks, they rely on lies and deception. They call mutilation of your children, from a boy, cutting off his genitals in a girl, change, disfigure them. They call that affirmative care, gender affirmative care. I don't care, mutilizing a kid. But that's what they do. They use deception to deceive masses. So the real solution, folks, is this. There is a solution. solution. You can join Restore Freedom Plan. Yes. You did not know such a thing exists? Now you don't. No. There's a real plan. Restore Freedom. You can take part. Every single one of you, and you will directly benefit now and all of us together. Okay? So, it's very simple, folks. I'm going to go over it with you on our website, livefreenow.org. The Restore Freedom Plan is a plan to restore freedom that everyone wants to join and can afford. That's right, folks. You will all be able to afford it, no matter rich or poor, and it's the most incredible thing you've seen. Not rumor, not fake, but for real. Okay? So, you will benefit from draining the Washington, D.C. swamp by not filing and paying income and payroll taxes that you never legally owed in the first place. Yes. I will show that to you momentarily. We've been deceived for well over 100 years paying these taxes and funding the criminals in FBI, NSA, CIA, CDC, FDA, DOJ, all of them, supporting them, working to support our enemies without knowing that's what we're doing. Now, you're going to get in this quest where you will not be filing and paying income taxes and do it safely, I'll show you, and you will receive unlimited consultation with the team of Freedom Law School that cares, okay? Knowing that everyone can afford to join Restore Freedom Plan means our numbers will grow large. Yes. And you are guaranteed to save on income taxes. Yes. We guarantee that you're going to pay zero to your enemies, okay? And there's a membership cost, but we'll lower it for those of you who have lower income. So apply now to our scholarship program. Even if you are broke, you can afford to join if necessary, okay? Folks, we got to spread the word about this. Our Freedom Opportunity Plan is available to all, and you can even join for free as part of our scholarship affiliate program. You can pay even zero. You got that? A big fat zero, get all the benefits. You'll see. All you got to do is, for those of you who are absolutely low income, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, 40 hours a week per year, spreading the news about Restore Freedom Plan to others in front of supermarkets. Yes. Let's go in front of supermarkets. This is perfect for retirees, those living Social Security income, disability. You have no money? Great. Get out, get some sunshine, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week. Okay, not even all year long. Several months off, having fun, spreading the news to restore freedom, folks. Yes. You see, all of you are going to take part in stopping financially, supporting your and mine deep state enemies. Our freedom and prosperity for you, your family, and America are not paying income taxes and payroll taxes that you never. And folks, you can feel safe in your decision to do so with Freedom Law School's 7-year, $1 million guarantee. Yep. In other words, Freedom Law School guarantee IRS will not take any of your assets by force of levy, home, paycheck, bank account, for 7 years minimum. Otherwise, I'll refund you. Freedom Law School will refund you up to $1 million. $1 million refunded to you. That's the minimum guarantee that you get, folks. Yep. You see, now that money you save could be used to better life of your family now, such as paying off credit cards and other debts, eat better quality food, better health care, better school for your children, vacations, etc. You can have money now. Save money for emergencies, buy a nicer car, home, retirement, or whatever you want, folks. And you can donate to your church and or freedom-oriented organization, such as Freedom Law School, or Honest Statesmen, like former Congressman Ron Paul, who ran for president in 2008 and 2012, right? Y'all remember Ron Paul? We're going to get more Ron Pauls to represent we the people, honest people, statesmen like him. Right? Government who understand and stand for limited government that protects American people, right? And freedom so your posterity, yes, that's your children, and grandchildren can live in a free country once. And folks, when you're taking part in this program, you will get this most incredible thing. Freedom Law School will provide you unlimited consultation, unlimited help, letter writing, unlimited, and any other paperwork of any kind that needs to be created for communication to the IRS or any state income tax related agency or third parties such as employers. Yep. And look at this. If the participation of a CPA and or attorney is required, which almost never is required, but in case, Freedom Law School will cover these expenses for Restore Freedom Plan members. I like that, folks. Everything is done for you. Unlimited. No extra charge. Could be even zero. Okay? We get 7-year $1 million guarantee. Right? I'm not paying income taxes that you never owed in the first place. And you're going to stop for your deep state enemies. Now that, folks, is a Restore Freedom. Actually, works, has worked. Okay? I'm going to show you a little more detail about this incredible thing. And folks, I have not filed income tax for 30 years now, and I'm free. Not $1 I've paid these criminals. With a smile on my face. And don't you want to do the same thing? You can. What you want to do is to go to our website, livefreenow.org, defundfedgov.org, okay? And we'll show you how to stop voluntarily supporting Washington, D.C. swamp. And all you got to do is take these 7 steps to live free now of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Step 1 is understand the law. That, based on U.S. government's official legal websites, not my claim, but the official legal websites of U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. The only ones required to file and pay are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and anybody that performs functions of federal public office, basically federal workers, soldiers, post office, bureaucrats, people like that. If that's not you, zero obligation. Give them any of your money to these crooks in D.C. And the proof is right here with this 10-minute video. You start right here. Start your journey to live free. Okay? Now, step 2 is stop filing income tax forms. These are confession forms. These are trap forms. You put the rope around your neck. This cartoon really says it all. You fill out those forms. You put the rope around your neck under oath, under penalty of perjury. You can go to prison for 9 years for every single 1040 form that you fill out. Yes, 9 years for one 1040 signature. So for 5 years, that's up to 45 years. Yeah, it's a trap, folks. Don't fall for it. Step 3 is you realize that the IRS is mostly bluff. Yes, folks, they really are. But I cannot prove that to you here. You've got to click on this cartoon, and that take you to a page that will give you further proof about this. And this cartoon really hits the message home pretty simple. IRS is truly a Wizard of Oz. Yep. You see, they're 1960s assembly language, COBOL, computer technology. There's too few of them, way too many of us, yep, competent. They're falling apart. They hate their jobs. Half IRS people right now are eligible for retirement. They have now half the people they have compared to 25 years ago. Yep, they're going down fast, and the proto dog at the bottom is Freedom Law School, yours truly. Click on the cartoon, and you'll see a proof for yourself. Now, next is, you're saying, Paymon, IRS, I'm nervous. These guys are really something. But guess what? I've beaten them. So have our students. And therefore, so can you. See? You can force, take courage from Freedom Law School victories. Yeah. So check it out, folks. IRS knows about me. I have not paid anything since 1993, okay? And IRS has never attempted to indict or put me, Payman Motahede, in prison for not having filed or paid any U.S. income taxes for almost 30 years. Why do you think that is? Because they know I know the law. They know I'm right. They know I'm prepared. And when you equip yourself with knowledge, are prepared like I've done, like I want to do for you, IRS is also easy to beat. Yep, I've done it, and so can you. So the answer is click on this cartoon that blows away the IRS myth you see on the left, and you will recognize the reality on the right. IRS is a weak being. You have the power already. You just didn't know you have the same powers as I do. You can beat them just like I can. Click on the cartoon. You're going to get more. And then step five, write lawmakers about the law. See, all you got to do, folks, is simple. We give you for free these petitions if you want on our website. Write your Congress members, the lawmakers. And then you will file and pay income taxes only if your Congress can show you the law that requires you to file and pay income tax. That's simple. If they can show the law that requires you to file and pay income tax, otherwise don't. Guess what? Now, one congressman, done this for a lot of people, have ever been able to refute our legal conclusions about that we're deceived into paying income tax and we don't have requirements to pay. Yep. And see, now from there, you'll see that you don't have to pay tribute to the beast system of it's really Satan, IRS. When you go through these steps, okay, you click on this cartoon, it gives you more of these petitions to Congress. Now you'll be ready to join our Restore Freedom Plan. And you'll safe to do so with our 7-year $1 million guarantees, I said. Folks, and then step seven, folks, is after you join the Restore Freedom Plan in step six, guess what? Freedom Law School is happy to pay you. Spread the word. Spread the word to others, folks. And you have an opportunity with our Freedom Opportunity Plan to get paid for each American you free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan by funding Restore Freedom Plan. With that funding, we can support real alternative news broadcasters in the news to American people against the corrupt mainstream media. We can do freedom lawsuits. We can have funds to support real statesmen that need your money and my money to go out and let the American people know they exist. The reality is, folks, without money, you cannot get your name out there. And corrupt politicians are paid by corrupt big banks and corporations to get the word out about them. That's how the Bushes, Clintons, Obamas, Romneys, Obongos, okay, all these people, McCains, they get elected because they got the money behind them of the billionaires. We can beat these criminals. Pennies to the thousands of dollars in comparison. Because we have the truth on our side. Declaration of Independence. And the U.S. Constitution were written specifically to protect you, your rights, your freedom. I could not talk like this in Iran, where I came from. When I was growing up in Iran as a child in the 1970s, criticized the government, I could go to jail. Tortured for months out long. Never a jury trial. Summary trial, execution, yeah. Where's Paymon? I don't know, he disappeared. We have a right to free speech. To publish material like this freely, they cannot stop you. Here, like over there. They have a right to gather with like-minded people like this, they cannot stop us from getting together. We have a right to, we have guns, oh my God. Americans are the one of the very few countries in the world that we have our guns still. We have a right to jury trial by 12 of our fellow citizens, not by corrupt government paid by his judge. We have a right to due process of law, challenge him in the court or court-like setting. That's huge, folks. And the rest of the world, they just take your stuff. And then you have to prove your innocence, like they did to the Canadian truckers. Canada does not have freedom. That's the socialist country. So is Europe even nowadays. You have no freedom of speech in Canada, England, Germany, France, Italy, those places, like you have in America. You have to exercise those rights that the founding fathers protected for us. I'm coming from Iran. Folks, Americans, wake up. Take action now. The hour is late, but not too late. Thank goodness, raided Trump's home in Florida. They opened the hands of criminal out of control they are. They let Hillary Clinton go, yet in mass, top secret government files of what's going on come to her home, okay? She broke laws so much she could have gone to prison literally for tens of thousands of years. Literally, if you go by the book, or execute it. Let her go, and they try to frame Trump because he's not an insider crook. This is a real action of defunding the swamp. Yes, those of you with funds will support us. We'll save you money, okay? And those of you that don't have the funds, that's fine. We'll love you too. You will go out there, spread the word. That's how the American Revolution was won. But George Washington's out there fighting the war, okay? There were wise men like Benjamin Franklin guiding them. We had business people that supported them, like John Hancock, who was a ship owner. And there were troops on the ground that fought for freedom. This is done in the mold of the founding fathers. I've done this work for 30 years. It was all black hair when I started. So, now it is your turn. Your turn to take action. Don't wait for the white hats. Don't wait for QAnon to do stuff. Uh-uh. You can take action now. Do something fantastic for yourself, your family, and America. And what you got to do, folks, again, join Freedom Plan. Yep, it's step 6 of Freedom Law School's solution at livefreenow.org. Okay? Stop volunteer support enemies in DC swamp and instead fund freedom. Folks, I want to tell you this, one more thing. I know some of you are still afraid. I understand that. We're human. So, solution is that you let your godly love of freedom guide you into educate yourself more. Go to our website, livefreedom.org. Immerse yourself in the truth. And as your knowledge of the truth grows, so will your confidence and peace of mind. Yes. And your fears will just simply melt away, and you'll be like Paymon, happy, confident, with joy, like he always was. It was no accident you came across Freedom Law School. You are looking for Freedom Law School and found it. Let's go drain this swamp. Let's restore Freedom Plan. And get in your car. Put our videos up as you drive everywhere. Listen to our videos. In your drive, in the bathroom, when you're eating, exercising, I don't care. any passive activity you do in gardening, put our videos on, listen to them, watch them, okay? You're going to have that peace of mind you want, and we can have America be a free country. 33 minutes, right? Now, should we do a short one on this, I think, guys? We can do one, can't we? A short one on this thing? Yeah, I think there's not that much anyhow. I'm just going to kind of get into just a little bit. There's really not too much to it. Okay. So let's see. All right. Okay. Yep. Okay, let's see. All right. Mm-hmm. Perfect plan. We have it all right there. Okay, zero out the clock, please, guys. I'm going to answer all your questions for free momentarily, my friend. Okay? Hang in there about this or any other film topic that you're interested in. Can you put the fan on behind me, guys, if it's possible, please? Okay? We have air conditioning go out today, folks. You know, bad luck happens, right? So you got to record the warmer than expected studio. But we're not complaining. It's all good. You know? We're troopers. We make it happen. Okay. Let's see. Got that going on low. Okay. Guys in the back, ready? Okay. The book. Oh, yes. Yes. Irwin Schiff's Federal Mafia. My favorite book cover is it. And Irwin Schiff was a friend of mine. Okay. That's him. Irwin Schiff. Yeah. Too bad he didn't listen to me. I tried to help him, but at least he gave me a lot of good information, a lot of inspiration also. That's good, yeah. Yeah, this angle, yeah, that's good, yeah. Here we go. Let's do it. Ready? Hello, my friends. I'm Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. Presentation, I will answer the question on many people's mind about QAnon and the White Hat. And are they going to bring in a new financial system of freedom and prosperity to America and the world? Well, let's get the answers to that question right now. You see, folks, this has been talked about for a while. This is an example of the talk like that, where global elites taken to Gitmo by U.S. Special Forces. Yep, see these satanic evil one-world government, banksters and Satanists? Yes, this came out in 2018 that global elite have been taken to Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay. And folks, in addition to that, you see other websites talk about this. Okay, mass arrest. That mass arrest of 4,000 plus sealed indictments in all 94 federal districts. This came out in, for example, 2017, that these high criminals in high spaces have been indicted. Well, folks, I covered this kind of stuff, these kind of rumors about Nasara and Gesara also. Because Nasara and Gesara have been talked about a lot for a long time, and I've showed everybody, look at this claim, Gesara, okay, that the Global Economic Security and Reform Act is a global prosperity program on the verge of being announced and activated. This program is supposedly backed by federals and deliverable well above quadrillion dollars. That's ridiculous, folks. There's no such thing as quadrillion amount of gold, and gold is mentioned in ounces, not in dollars. Ounces. Where is this thing that they talk about, this kind of nonsense that's out there, you know, the Gesara and Gesara and Nasara, all this stuff, and his white hats, okay, this is all nonsense. I covered the Nasara issue and Gesara, and what are Nasara and Gesara, how will they affect your income taxes and freedom? Watch this on our Odyssey channel, and folks, there's nothing new about it. Operation Trust, was used for the communists, the Soviets, from 1921, 1926. It was a fake anti-Bolshevik resistance organization. They done it on purpose. Why? In order to help identify real Marxists and anti-Bolsheviks. Yes, this whole thing, folks, is a CIA job, folks. CIA, FBI, NSA, they themselves are putting this nonsense out there, so you will not do any work. You will not take any action. Don't listen to all that rumor, garbage. There's a real plan to restore freedom. Yes, it's called Restore Freedom Plan. It's at Live Free Now, defundfedgov.org. You can join Restore Freedom Plan, and every one of you can afford to join this program and drain the swamp by not filing and paying income taxes that you never legally owed in the first place. The place to start is at our website, livefreenow.org. You go there and you learn to stop voluntarily or in the Washington, D.C. swamp. And what you got to do is take these seven steps to live free now of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. And we're just going to show you step one, folks. It's so simple. Understand the law based on U.S. government's official legal website that no law requires 99% of Americans to file paying income tax. Yes, unless you are a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., or federal worker, you don't have to pay any federal income tax. That proof is right there on our front page of our website. So go to livefreenow.org or defundfedgov.org and start your Restore Freedom Plan. Take action to restore freedom for America. That's for real. Okay. Just below on the 5 minutes, you think? All right, folks, let's get to your questions and answers. A short, maybe 1 minute thing. Let's see. I think I can do one. Okay. All right, I think I can do one. I'm just going to go and don't even put my face on there first. I'm just going to go over these pages, maybe my face web one time briefly, maybe not. But I'm going to put the pages up there and get to Restore Freedom Plan, basically. I might do a couple takes of it to see how much time it takes quickly Let's see. Let me think about that for a second. I guess we might do it a couple of different ways, but let's see how that works. Yeah, let's do that. Will QAnon and the White Hats bring in a new financial system of freedom and prosperity for America and the world? Well, you're seeing this stuff, folks, the global elite taken to Gitmo by U.S. Special Forces. That mass arrest of over 4,000 indictments of these top criminals were filed in district courts. Guess what? This is actually a fake operation by CIA. Operation Trust was done by Soviets as a fake thing to get the anti-communists. Don't waste your time on this. Go to Restore Freedom Plan or Freedom Law School at livefreenow.org. Yes, defund the front. Let's start again. I didn't have the pages up properly. I should have the pages up properly in the first place. I didn't. Let me do that because we got too many of those off. And, let's do that. Right. Yeah. Let's do that properly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything's ready to go the way it should be. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Zero out the clock and start again. Will the QAnon and the white hats bring in a new financial system of freedom and prosperity? Well, folks, you've probably seen this kind of news that global elite were taken to Gitmo by U.S. Special Forces. Yes, these Satanists. You've probably seen news that these mass arrests of these criminals in sealed indictments in all 94 federal districts. Guess what? Nassar also is another topic that comes about Angusara. All that is garbage. All this stuff about non-operation trust, similar to that was done in the Soviet Union from 21 to 26, a fake anti-Bolshevik resistance. Don't go there. Go to Restore Freedom at livefreenow.org. Right there, and stop volunteers supporting the D.C. swamp. Livefreenow.org now. And you can put our website up there because it was under a minute, maybe a couple, maybe once or twice, so it comes up our website or some of the scenes. You know what I'm saying? So if it goes on TikTok, RMAC, Instagram type of thing, they see our website because I only announced it. It was not on the screen. Okay. All right. Let's go to the questions. The call in number, folks, to get your questions answered is area code 657-383-1755. Now, do you have any callers with questions right now? Do you have any with questions? What area code are they calling from? 334? Area code 989, caller. Anybody else? Area code 913, and who else? And 727. Okay, all right. Well, folks, we're going to take all your questions. 989 area code, 913 area code, and then 727 area code, caller. For your privacy, only give me your first name, how you heard me from law school, and then your question, please. Okay, call from area code 989. You are live. Your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question.
Hello, my name is Michael.
Uh-huh. And how did you hear about Michael?
Just through searching issues with the IRS, I must have just come across your website, Google or such.
Okay. Very good. How may I help you?
I have one question for you at present. In my progression of IRS letters, I have now received notice 3219N for the years 2000.
These letter numbers are meaningless. They change all the time. Give me the heading of the letter and all bold, centered someplace. What does the letter call itself? I need to know that. The numbers will not help me to help you. What does the letter call itself? Is it certified or first class? Go ahead.
Okay, yes, sir. It's a notice of deficiency.
That's right. Thank you. You got us for 1 year. Notice of deficiency.
Yes, for the years 2017 and 2019. I have until December.
Total. How much pay do you owe them?
$30,000 total for the 2 years.
Okay, and what is your last day to go to tax court?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
What is the last date for you to go to U.S. tax court?
Yes, I have till December 5th to respond by petition.
Okay. All right. Well, asking the tax court to look at this issue would be very likely your first option. But this is a very sensitive issue as to consider your overall picture of your situation that really should be done with a private one-on-one consultation. For example, I'm curious as to why they came after you for 17 and 19, not 18. And number two, did you file or not file 1040 income tax confession trap forms with the IRS for these years, 17 and 19, or not?
Correct. I have not filed for those years.
How about 18?
Correct. I also have not filed for 18.
Any idea why they left you alone for 18?
I'm sorry, again?
Any idea why they left you alone for 2018? You skipped 2018? You already won.
No, I'm sorry. There must be confusion. They're after me for 2017 and 2018.
Okay.
So for those 2 years.
2 years. Okay. All right.
And I did not file for either of those years.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a retiree from General Motors.
Okay.
I am not presently working.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm also, if I may mention, I'm of Social Security age. I'm collecting Social Security and a pension.
All right. Okay. I wish I could give you a simple answer that would work for you, and in 10 minutes I could tell you do this, that, the other, and you win. But it's not that simple. Unfortunately, made deliberately unnecessarily complex. This is the Internal Revenue Code. Loss. That's just a loss. Okay. The court cases about all this and their interpretation of them is even longer. Much, much more. Regulations of the IRS on the Internal Revenue Code are three times as thick as this itself. So what I need to do is to see what you got and have a private conversation with you about your raw situation, come up with the best way to handle this for you. So the best thing for you to do is get yourself set up with a private one-on-one consultation to at this very critical stage. Look at your options carefully. Take it forward. Okay? I'm not trying to just get you to send me money for one-on-one consultation, but really, this is a very important decision that cannot be done on the phone. That's like calling a doctor on the phone. Doctor, you eye expert. I got this eye problem. Tell me on the phone how to fix it. What would any good doctor worth his penny tell you?
Okay.
I'm going to give you this on the phone. You have to come in one-on-one close examination of your eye. I got to do examinations, different things, aspects of it, ask you questions. Discussing back and forth, and based upon that, come up with the best solution that works. I wish it was simple as a black and white thing, but it's not. So let's do that one-on-one private consultation with Dr. Paymont, Freedom Dr. Paymont. I'll do my best to lift Paymont.
Yes, I'm a member of your community, and I'm in touch with George Kambu a bit. So it's not as simple as just stating that I am not required to file because I'm not a Washington, D.C. resident.
No, because the courts are more corrupt than they should be. Let me ask you, are you a Restore Plan member?
I'm not a Freedom Plan member yet, as I was waiting until necessity called me to do this, which I'm about to do. So.
Okay, well, here's the problem, folks. Plan is compared to car insurance. This is peace of mind insurance, you could say, with the IRS. You cannot have a car accident, wait to have a car accident, then get car insurance and tell the insurance company to pay off. You cannot have cancer, heart attack, wait to get cancer, heart attack, then go to doctor, insurance company, hey, pay for all my health care, my heart attack, and my cancer. You have to get the plan beforehand. So I'm sorry you made a mistake, Michael. You didn't join us beforehand. But let all of you listen to this call. Don't make a mistake of Michael. Join now. Because I can help Michael, but now he has to join the Restore Freedom Plan. But this situation is God. Might be probably an extra charge to help him right away or maybe down the road. But it will be an extra charge for him. It will not be a free thing that would be included in a Restore Freedom Plan. Have you joined back then?
I completely understand. At what point would I have had to be a member then? Prior to 2017?
Before the IRS sends you a notice of deficiency or any other letter that proposed numbers against you.
All right, I understand.
So that's why we want people to join ASAP as soon as possible. That way, all of us are in there. All these people, tens, hundreds, thousands, and then one, two, they come after. Everybody else's resources, commitment, and funds are there for that one person like you who comes under attack. That's how we can corral our resources for one person like you that you could afford. That's how that works, Michael. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I'm just sorry that I'm too late on getting the things rolling. I have an application for the Freedom Plan, so I will be forwarding it to you very quickly.
Yes, and if you need to do a scholarship also. And George will help you guys that, no problem, call him tomorrow. Okay?
Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, brother. Thanks for calling, Michael. Let's go to the caller from Erica 913. Are you there, my friend? What's your first name? I heard about it.
My name is I'm Bob.
And how did you hear about the Moscow Bob?
Oh, I've even had a private consultation. I just was sitting in on the call and wanted to see you know what you were going to talk about this evening. But I had a question which I put on the Rumble site, and I did get a response saying that you did a recent presentation about the 87,000 new IRS agents. My question really is just what does a typical tax protester need to worry about with these 87,000 new agents if the IRS, instead of sending a notice of deficiencies, decides to start just sending people directly to your home?
That would be fantastic. It'd be great. Yes, it's nice to have my put the volume on the computer down. It goes right now, Bob.
Okay.
For myself. Okay. Bob, that'd be great.
Go ahead.
Because IRS agents showing up to your door mean big fat zero, nothing. There's a legal process. We're not a banana republic, folks. It's not Ecuador. It's not El Salvador. Okay, this is not Ghana. Okay, this is some anarcho-communist country out there like Burma. Okay? This is America. There's a legal procedure. They must send you a notice of deficiency like Michael got to propose a tax and give you a chance to challenge them. And they can only issue so many of those because they don't have that many judges. There's only about 50 tax court judges for the whole USA in corporate taxes, estate taxes, all kind of federal taxes, those deficiencies, collection of due process here, everything else. They don't have enough judges. They have all that. So they do not send notice of deficiency to everybody out there. They cannot handle it. Back in 96, there was IRS at 63 million non-filers, not tax protesters. I'm not protesting a tax. I don't need to. Does it apply? I'm just saying the law doesn't apply to me or you. It applies to federal workers and D.C. citizens and residents only. That's all we're saying. So it doesn't matter if they just show up. If they show up and say, great, hold on, let me record you. And I did that back in 1998. IRS agent came up to my door. I said, hold on, let me go get my tape recorder. I came back. She was walking down the stairs. I went behind her. Hey, I'm willing to talk to you. Go ahead. Come back. He left. These bureaucrats, folks, are just people like you and I. They're not bad people, really. It's just people that couldn't start their own business, get a decent job at a private company, and, you know, they have to make a living, pay the bills, feed the children. So they got a job with the IRS. They get paid the same. They don't want any trouble. They really don't. So when you know about law and your rights, go to the next, they don't want to deal with someone who's prepared like you. Okay? So that's just fine. Don't be afraid. Fear, false evidence appearing real. Don't let that control you. Keep, watch the videos I did on this 87,000 agents in 10 years. Not 1 year, just 8,700 per year for 10 years. Hope allocated. Because IRS agents have been not hired for about 12 years. Half of IRS employees are right now eligible for retirement. They've been losing people like crashing. They're crashing. They're trying to rescue IRS from its eventual demise like the former servant union did. But that's all it is. You'll be fine, Bob. Any other questions?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. We have a call from area code 727. Do you have anybody else besides him? Or is he it? Just 727 area code caller and area code 406 from Montana. Okay. That's it? All right, caller from area code 727. Okay, your first name. I heard about Field Law School. Oh, and then your question, please.
I'm Michael. Nice to meet you, Paymon.
Likewise, Michael. How did you hear about Freedom Law School?
You know, I probably, some random search, I never went into it deeply, and recently, I had some time and went over it quite deeply and was really thoroughly impressed of how you went through all the granular details of the law, and I don't have an argument against it, and you're the only person that I've seen that's proven themselves. Besides maybe Joe Bannister, and it's just all very impressive. So it makes perfect sense to me. I'm just curious, if somebody was filing and stopped filing, in your experience of all your students, how long does it normally take before they get some kind of communication from the IRS for not filing, especially if they've made a decent income in the past? I'm not talking about somebody that's, you know, poverty level, because I know that you guarantee it for 7 years, but I would assume because the IRS is so backlogged that at some point you can expect to have a fight on your hands, and that's what I would be concerned about. Not the fact that you wouldn't win, but the fact that I have to prepare for understanding that at some point they're going to come after. What's been your experience? What percentage of people get it in, let's say, a 10, 15-year time frame after not filing?
A part of me doesn't want to give you that answer. You know why?
Oh, sure.
Because
I won't believe it.
I'm going to create more Damians out there. He told flat out, hey, Paymont, why should I let go of my heart and money and join your Restore Freedom Plan until I need you? See, if we all go with that attitude in, the problem is Damian didn't do some of the right stuff he could have done ahead of time, which I could have, you know, I could have helped him a lot easier, help him win with a lot more degree of confidence, because I know the game. So he waited. Because if I tell you to come after me, maybe wait for a year or two or three or whatever year I gave you, you say, well, hey, I'm just going to wait until then. But you see, my goal is not to save Damien, you, Michael, or the other Michael, anybody else's money. That's not my goal. I'm not a tax-saving organization or business. My goal is to restore freedom for everybody. Have a freedom, prosperity, live and let live, and live and let love. Okay? So, first, I will not tell you. Number two, truly, I don't even really know. Because IRS is a very incompetent agency. Yes. They take many, many years to come after you, or maybe never. I've had students, IRS has never come after them. Are you going to be the one to come after maybe 1 year or 3 years? Okay? You want to do that? Or once you join Restore Freedom Plan? Now, I guarantee you'll save income tax money and have peace of mind with a $70 million guarantee. Is that what you want? Don't worry about it. And then take your part in Restore Freedom. You know when that you're doing your
part. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. But what happens in year 8 to, 15 or whatever, you know? What about that?
What happens when you're what?
What happens after year 7?
Probably nothing. That $7 million guarantee is like this. Currently, HRR Block, TurboTax, bookkeeper, accountant, CPAs, tax attorneys that you use to file tax returns give you zero guarantee. You buy the car from them. You buy the tax return car out of the lot. It breaks down. You're on your own. Pay extra for everything to fix the car you just bought from these guys. Audits, harassments, criminal prosecution. You have to pay attorney CPAs to help you, right? They give you zero guarantee. I give you 7 years minimum, million miles. You can drive your car for Freedom Law School, Restore Freedom Plan. Give you an idea that this car is really a well-built, solid car. So incredibly good, I can give you an incredible seven-year million-dollar mile guarantee. Does that mean after 7 years and one day, the car will break down? No. All it means, it's such a good car, will last minimum of that year. 8, 9, 10 years, whenever things come up, you'll still be protected. We'll still do everything for you. All the letter writing responses, attorneys if needed, your law school will pay. But the guarantee is not behind it. Just like after a million miles, there's no guarantee the car will not have any mechanical problems. Understood?
Well, here's a better way to put it. Have you ever had a student that followed all of your, let me put it this way, that sent in the letters to the two congressmen and the one, what is it, the House or Senate, or, you know, followed your instructions exactly, didn't file, and that then they ran into a problem at a later date and they had to at any point concede to the IRS and lost the case either criminally or civilly that followed your instructions? I know you stated somewhere that you haven't, but I looked up one case and, you know, I'm sure it's BS, but it said that it was one of your students and they lost. If you could speak to, you know, the mistake that was made on that one, and more importantly, have you ever in the last 15 years lost any, basically, that followed your instructions, which is just basically send out the letters and not file, right, and not talk to them? And just consult you if anything happened. Has anything happened where you were like, well, I couldn't win this one?
Good questions. Let me give you answers, okay? First of all, no one with a petition to Congress that I've done, I have ever gone to jail or lost anything with the IRS. But that process is relatively new, okay? Started over a year ago. So it doesn't have enough time behind it, to be honest with you. And yes, Richard Grant, a guy that did other stuff before he came to Freedom Law School, was with us for a few years. He was charged, eradicating an attorney that I wanted to get for him. He wanted to get his own attorney. And him and the attorney did their own thing without working with me. All I did was I testified at his trial, which I shouldn't have done so. After a while, he was with us as well. And I had a good winning strategy for him, okay, because he wrote Congressman about Joe Bannister, the former Irish agent that defected. And his wife told me when he was on the stand, asked about the letters, and he was asked, do you expect the response? Because he asked the Congressman to refute Joe Bannister, his report is put in the IRS. And his answer was not really. It was like, are you kidding me? His attorney should have worked with me, so should him. But they didn't. That's why he went to jail. So, yes, he drank his mother's milk, went to ABC High School, was also with Freedom Law School. But he was convicted not because of any of those three things that I mentioned. As one of the guys that went to jail with the IRS because the attorney, unfortunately, did not follow what I told him he needs to do. And that's the problem with attorneys, folks. You cannot control attorneys. You know, I tried. I told him, look, yeah, I do this thing, but at the end, he didn't do what he wanted to. So that happened, unfortunately. Yes. But I've done this program for 20 years. 20 years. Bobby, I learned from the mistakes of those situations. Okay? I'm not going to make sure the attorney beforehand does exactly what I told him. Wait in advance. Not let him in last minute change his mind like this guy did, unfortunately. Other than that, everybody's been free. Everybody's doing good.
Have you had at least like 1,000 people who've been tested on for 5 years?
I do not see numbers of our students because IRS would love to know that information. Okay? So I don't give numbers about that. All I can tell you is I've done this for years. If you go to what I can tell you is this, okay? All you gotta do is go to our website, okay? And you go to step four, I'll show you on our website, okay? Realize IRS is mostly bluff. No, after that. Take courage from Freedom Law School victories, okay? This cartoon, yep, of IRS myth versus reality, right? When you go there, you see Freedom Law School victories. I've been the IRS myself many times. Okay?
Yes, I saw him.
Okay? And same thing with our students. You can get that beating the IRS. And guess what? The biggest beating the IRS is, I'm telling you, IRS will leave vast numbers of you alone. Folks, it's like the Hopper video, okay? In the ant movie, Ants, that he tells, the grasshopper tells the ants, these ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure it out, there goes our way of life. You saw that in my videos also, Michael? Some of my videos?
Yes, I've seen a lot of them.
So we outnumber them 100,000 to 1. This deception that they're going to get you because they have your W-2, they have your 1099, somebody said about you, they're going to get you because of that. It's deception. Because you have banking, you do banking. Deception. They don't have enough people. There's only about 20,000 IRS agents for about 200 million Americans that work. And for millions of corporations, trusts, other entities, big and small, they got to go after all the huge ones and tiny ones. A large number of the IRS is taken up by earned income credit, which is if you make a low income, got wife and kids, they give you money. They give you money. They want to make sure they don't give people too much money back. That's a large part of the IRS goes for that. So you don't need to be afraid of them. You've got to go through our website and really go to step three. Step three is the one that really covers more of this myth. I'm the great and powerful IRS. File your taxes or else. See, that's what the media does. The same media that made up the fake 2016 election fraud. That told you there was no election fraud in 2020. That told you Hillary Clinton was just fine. did nothing wrong.
I went to the website thing, and it was impressive and incredibly detailed and explained everything incredibly well. And there's really no other resource out there that I've seen that's even remotely close. And you proved it with all your times that you won. And, I mean, the fact is, the fact that you haven't been put in jail, even though they've had you as a number one target, is proof enough alone. They would have done anything possible if they could have. And you were able to put together the best people and find the best arguments that were not something that they could contest. So you've already proven yourself. The only thing that I hadn't seen, and I know a lot of this stuff has been purged off YouTube, but it sure would be lovely. And I'm sure that the reason they don't do it is because they'd lose their license, but it sure would be lovely to see a tax attorney actually debate you live, or just any, you know, IRS qualified, you know, really qualified person. It'd be lovely, because I saw the professor. I read his responses, which you crushed him, but you know, I read his responses, which crushed him. But you know, it's,
yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody encourage an IRS agent or whatever that was willing to do that, or is it just like Joe Banister, they just hired them?
Well, I'd say, well, first of all, you know Joe Banister is my student, right?
Yes. Yes.
Did you know that? Yes. Okay. So I have a video I did with this guy named Juan Golf, okay? Okay, you see on my screen. Do most Americans have to file taxes, fee of law, versus Juan Golf, okay? So this Juan Golf guy never shows his face. But that's as he put this mustache guy picture. So he debated, he claims to be a lawyer that gone to the U.S. Supreme Court. So if you want to debate, we debated for about an hour. And then we had a follow-up on that we put on a couple of months ago that we addressed things in more detail because, you know, we were not able to get all the answers in more detail that we wanted. Here's coming up. Okay. Why Freedom also won the debate. So, yeah, those are there. You can see I addressed more things in there in that voice.
Well, I saw that, but that was really live with you. He was just commenting on you, right, that guy?
No, he was commenting it was really legal argumentation he did about why he was trying to say these district or federal courts of appeal have in some cases ruled against Mr. A, B, or C. And I said, look, even the IRS says you got to go by only the law, which is the Internal Revenue Code, and Supreme Court. The IRS says it does not accept lower court decisions like district and federal court of appeal case. Of course, they don't. So I agree with the IRS. You cannot, but, you know, he was hanging himself on some of those cases. So that's what that was. But if you can get a lawyer to debate, I have to do so. But they don't want to debate us. They don't want to give us more help. Please, you know that. But you know what? I tell you what. You call this professor that that on the, try to claim Freedom Law School's income tax reward. And let's get up to debate me. Maybe you can call at the your law school in D.C., at George Washington Law School in D.C., prestigious law school. You know, maybe you can invite me to debate me. I'd have to do it. Right, let me. Anything else, my friend? Any other questions?
No, Paymon, you're fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for your love and support. I appreciate that, Michael. And your intense research in your homework. I appreciate someone like you redoing your homework. And I would love to see someone like you share your wisdom and knowledge with other people. I'm sure a lot of people look at you with respect. I'm curious why you have not joined us since you've done your homework.
Well, I've just been doing intense research on you the last 2 days. And I had seen this USA Today article, like, I don't know, 20 years ago, where they had the tax honesty movement in there, and they offered a $50,000 reward and knew about this. But I never You know, when I heard you first talk, it made perfect sense to me, which was essentially, I want to be surrounded by the best experts and the best team and see what works, not theory. And that's exactly how you went about it. You found the best people, and to my knowledge, you're the only one besides Joe that really has had this level of success because you were humble and learned from everybody. And you didn't make those mistakes, and unfortunately a lot of lawyers do, and, you know, people are paying money to get put in jail by these people that don't know how to represent them. And you might not be a lawyer, but that's the reason why you're so good at it. And it makes perfect sense. You know, I've read everything on your site, and I've watched a lot of videos, and I don't have any contention that anything that you say isn't completely accurate. I mean, it makes perfect sense, especially when you see psychologically everybody's hiding. You know, it's real simple. You know, they would gladly contest it. They would have already taken you out if they could have. And they can't because it's valid, and it's just that simple. And other IRS agents, you know, this is criminal. This is basically what it comes down to. They're criminals. So, you know, just thank you for what you do. I really love the bigger picture, which is it's like a group insurance policy for everybody so that you can have the best and the brightest in the event that someone tries to take out one. Everybody comes to, you know, pool their resources to help defend. Yeah, I just hope you live a long time and help as many people as possible. A really good organization because this is what's funding the evil in the world right now.
Yep.
And you're trying to stop it, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, continue to do your homework on us and give us a call. I hope that you call us sometime tomorrow or next week.
Yeah, I'll probably set up a consult to just tell them to look for me, and I'm not too far. I'll come see you in person if you like, and try and set something up so I can answer some final questions and get started.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that. You're in the Lakes area, so you're not that far away from us. So, yeah, it'd be good to meet Freedom Lovers.
I'm going there next week. I'm in Tampa, but I'm going there next week, so it's perfect. So I'll set something up.
Sounds good. All right.
Thanks very much.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, before we go to our next caller from Montana, area code 406, do we have any other callers from any other area codes? Area code 425 caller, anybody else? That is it, okay. Before we go to 425 area code caller, let's go to the 406 area code caller from Montana. Please give me your first name. I heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Yes, this is Tom. And I've been aware of your organization for years, Payman, and I've always appreciated it, and I've gotten your emails now. So that's my background just as far as knowledge. And the question is getting to the Nisara, Gasara, whole area, but specifically to Q, who had been posting for 3 years or so. What is your opinion about Q and the accuracy of what he has said over the last years?
Well, look, if he was so right, I covered it. How come all the stuff he says didn't happen? One of the biggest things he was talking about, that when they cheated in the 2020 election, we all saw it. I saw the vote count stop about, was that midnight or something? Eastern time zone.
I did too.
Yeah. It's like, what happened? They were counting. Trump was in Pennsylvania, like, incredible. Like, he was like 58% to Biden, 42%. Incredible landslide. Incredible. Anything above 52 to 48% is a landslide. That was incredible landslide. And then, eventually, after about next day, oh, gee, numbers are close. So what happened overnight? Middle of the night. So I'm sorry, what was your question?
So related to Q and the things he's been posting for that entity, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Q said that Trump knew about all this. He was all set up, John. He's going to give these guys, and he will be president again in 2021. Remember?
I don't remember specifically. Yeah. So do you think he's a CIA or whatever entity, a plant then also?
Absolutely. They deliberately put out garbage to distract you. They give out garbage to say, okay, I don't have to do anything. Q and the good white hat and the military will get the job done. I don't have to take part in anything. I can just relax and just be a spectator. So easy to do. I mean, you know the FBI and CIA have been setting stuff up. Look, they murdered John F. Kennedy, murdered Martin Luther King, Malcolm X. They did 9/11. You know, 9/11 was done by Israel, the Zionists, and covered up by Dick Cheney and all the crooks in the federal government. You know that. I'm Jewish myself, by the way, from you know, and I know about these Zionists. They've done that kind of criminality. So you think it's above them? Set up fake operations? You saw Garvin Whitman in Michigan. You know, they got the FBI kid get his patsies to try to kill her. They didn't want to kill her. Okay? FBI
That's
did
right,
it.
Yeah.
Ray
Total
Epps was
setup.
Ray Epps was just saying, tomorrow we're going to go into the Capitol. And next day he says, the Capitol is this way. He's on video. He wasn't FBI's most wanted list. But he's not indicted. He's not in prison. Oh, gee, I wonder why. Everybody else is. And knocked on people's doors, said, you are U.S. Capitol. We're going to put you in jail. Like Dr. Simeon Gold. Right? So, of course, they do that stuff. But nothing. Just get some CIA intern. Go out there and put some cryptic words out there. And people hang on to every little clue what he says. But what does that mean? Ah, the wisdom. You know what that reminds me of? Reminds me of movies.
Yeah, well,
called,
good. Yeah.
Have you seen
Peyton, I actually, I have to leave, and you've answered my question. So, yeah, I appreciate, I've enjoyed the program tonight, and but appreciate your information on Q and so forth. That's been helpful. So thank you.
You're welcome. I forgot to show this to you guys. Being There, movie with Peter Sellers, okay? in 1979 came out. Well, this was about this guy who was a gardener, okay? And by being silent and saying stuff that looks like a lot more than he was, they thought he was this great wise man, okay? They thought he was somebody. But he was nobody. He was just a gardener that they hoped to be. And that hope in the heart and mind is so intense that they see what they wanted to be versus what it really is. Okay? So thanks for asking.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Are you there, my friend?
Yes, I am.
I guess what's your name?
My name's Casey. My name's Casey.
And how did you hear about Freedom Muscle, Casey?
I can't even remember how I came across you. I've been watching the videos for a while.
Very good. And how may I help you?
Okay, I wanted to ask you your opinion on the replication of election 26 U.S.C. 6B 13G.
I'm glad you asked. The answer is right here for you. See, one reason I really like Odyssey is a really good the search engine, better than Rumble and BitChute. Revocation, you can just go to our YouTube channel. Okay, election. Okay, and I did a video on this topic a while ago. And let's, where's Freedom Law School video? This other stuff comes up. And let's see. I got to put maybe Freedom Law School on there. Let's see. Maybe that'll come up. I'm going to look for it. But I did a video on this topic. So I'm going to find it for you, give you the link for it, hopefully. And Oh, there it is. Here we go. Is that it? No, no, that's not the one. Okay, I have to find it for you. This YouTube took a channel down, guys. We've been having to put everything on. I searched on the top. Well, I think I am on the channel. I mean, let me see. I'm on a whole platform. Okay, well, let's see. When it comes up, I'm going to go to our channel. So the topic, basically the misreading of the law. You know, let's go to a channel first, right? Let's go there. And then, okay. Let's see. Here we go. Here we go. Revocation. Here we go. Revocation. Election on our channel. Okay. It'll come up. Let's see. I can't X out of it. Okay. Oh, there we go. There it is. I did it. We found it. So watch this. But basically, it's a misreading of the law out of context. Okay. That's what that is. So, no, you don't. You never elected to forever be a slave to now have to revoke it. Every year there's a separate taxable event. Federal income tax applies only to citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and people who perform functions of federal public office like federal workers. That's it. If you're a federal worker for some time, you pay income tax on those times for that income only. If you were a resident or citizen of D.C. for a while, during that time, you file pay individual income tax. Otherwise, you don't. So this assumption that you have to revoke something or an election that you were tricked into is just false and baseless to begin with.
What is it there for then?
It's for someone, for example, a spouse of a citizen or resident of D.C. A spouse can be choose to be treated as a citizen or resident of a spouse who's D.C. Someone from Virginia, for example, the spouse is a D.C. citizen, and she's from Virginia. So she could choose to be a D.C. citizen and therefore tax as D.C. citizen. Well, she chose that because she has that option available. And if she wants to cancel that, she lets the government know, look, I no longer elect to be looked at like my husband as a D.C. person. I'm back to be a Virginian. See, I'm giving
okay,
you notice
I understand.
That I like to do too. I'm revoking that election. That's what it is. Okay.
Okay. What is your success with working with the states? I work in various states, and I can't really find which ones. I know you say that if it goes off of the federal form, then and you don't file the federal form, then you're not liable or obligated in the state also. I'm thinking, though, that the state's going to be real quick, though, to come for the money since they can't print it. And I'm wondering, what is your success with them?
Very good, because most states are not very aggressive. I noticed that your area code 425 is from Washington State. Are you from Washington State or what state?
Yes, I'm from Washington State, but I work in every state but Washington.
Well,
when I say every state, I work in a good five states usually per year.
And you don't own income tax on that, because in order for you to owe income tax on that state, even worst case scenario, you must have earned income from them for over 6 months or at least over 4 months. So in your situation, particularly, it's easy. You live in a state that no state income tax, Washington, and you have a little bit here and there. It's just fine. But then again, I want to tell you this. I do not have a black and white simple answer, because states are all different. California, for example, is the most lawless and aggressive of all of these communist states. They're quick, they're fast, they're aggressive. Okay? But many states.
Okay, because that's where I'm at right now. I've worked probably most of this year has been in the state of California.
Okay, that is something I cannot give you a black and white answer. That's why you want to join Restore Freedom Plan, because you get unlimited consultation, unlimited analysis, unlimited review and planning of your situation to minimize or avoid taxation as much as possible. It's not a black and white answer as I wish it to be, as you and I both wish. That's the Join the Restore Freedom Plan, and let's go over your situation in more detail and plan it out right.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Very good, my friend.
All right.
Get a call to speak out, guys. No more callers? Okay. All right, folks. Well, remember, you're welcome to call us, and we'll send you our new brochure. Or you can go to our website, download it, print it out, or we'll mail it to you. Okay. This has all of the seven steps there. Restore freedom. To be free of IRS slavery. Okay? Yep. IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. It's there. Okay? Out to your workers, coworkers, friends, family members. Okay? And tell them to go to our websites. Okay? That's where it's at. So, get out. People, folks, as the saying goes, reach out and touch someone. You touch them with your love of truth, with your wisdom, with your love for them. You're giving them an opportunity. Don't worry about people who are consumed with fear and they call you conspiracy theories, tax protester, roll the eyes at you. One of those guys. That's their problem, folks, not yours. You're just giving us some love, information. It's sad. They keep themselves better. Folks, over 100,000 people get murdered by the jab, the corona hoax jab. We try to tell them, don't take the jab. Some of them are going to kill. Hundreds of thousands have been severely injured by the jab. Tell them about this thing because you're afraid. They may call you conspiracy theorist or whatever. Just give them the love. Give them the information. At the end, it's their choice, their free agents, to do whatever they want with their lives anyways. What you've done, your part, is off your conscience. Hey, you know what? I did my part. Give them a chance to free themselves. They don't do it. It's on them, not on you. Okay, so go out there, love someone, tell them about Freedom Law School, livefreedom.org, share our website, okay? I'll be back with you next Thursday with another Freedom Hour recording and more freedom news and information that you'll love to help you live free now. Very good.